Many people ponder over the origins of the symptoms that they experience of Parkinson's. Some wonder whether or not there might be a genetic connection somewhere back in their familial history. Of course, there are many, many researchers who examine this possibility and do analyses that estimate the probability that a person's symptoms of Parkinson's may be directly connected to a prior case of Parkinson's in their family system. I raise a much larger issue. I believe that there can be a connection of the symptoms of Parkinson's for an individual with a family member for many, many different reasons. We take on the pain, the agony, the suffering, and the guilt of our mother, our father, our grandparents, and our ancestors out of love. Sometimes we are aware of what we have taken on, oftentimes we are not. Sometimes we are aware of the suffering that transpired. Many times we are not, but it is still taken on, this burden, this pain, this suffering, this agony. I believe that once this possibility is acknowledged, it overrides any possibility of a connection that's direct between the symptoms of Parkinson's today and an ancestor's Parkinson's, because this, you see, is the much more powerful force at play. It percolates back through a family system generation after generation. So if you're able to identify something you have taken on out of love from a family member, you can release it, and the good news is it is no longer passed on to your children. Let's now, today, focus on your mother and consider the possibility that you might have taken on something from her that is not yours. The focus is on your biological mother, though some of you may not have known your biological mother that well or that closely. The energy seems to be primarily connected to the biological origins, so let's focus there for this meditation. Settle in. Place both feet on the ground. Take a breath in and a breath out as you invite yourself to explore the possibility that you may have taken on something from your mother out of love. Connect with your mother now. See her. Feel her. Experience her essence. Connect in with all of who your mother is, whether she is living or not living in physical form. Sense her, see her, and connect with her. See her, feel her, know her for all of who she has ever been in her life. Did your mother suffer? Was your mother in pain? Did your mother carry guilt throughout much of her life? Did your mother have regrets, either expressed or unexpressed? Was your mother or is your mother worried, anxious, fearful each and every day and each and every moment? Was your mother mentally ill? Did your mother have a child who died in childbirth? Or were there other children, perhaps, that you didn't even ever know about? Connect with your mother, with all of who she is and ever was and ever will be. The essence of who she is in its totality. Have you taken on any of the suffering of your mother out of love? If so, I invite you to connect with her again now. See her, sense her, feel her, know her now. And say to her, either out loud or silently, I now, dear Mom, give back to you all that I have taken on from you out of love. You may do with it as you please. Give it all back now, in whatever form or shape or contour this takes. For you no longer need to suffer or be fearful or be anxious or be sorrowful or be in pain or have illness. Because you would prefer that you suffered rather than your mother. Give it back to her now. All of it. Out of love. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery as we are launched on the road to recovery. Good day.